Longtime trainer, Paul Plakas, joins us once again. Paulie, how are you?
I'm good, Jason. How's it going, buddy?
Good. I want to talk. Let's get to the nitty-gritty. What is important? What's not important when we're talking about losing weight and getting fit? What are some of the, I guess, I don't know, I'm sure you have certain things that we say are important as far as, you know, short exercise compared to a specific daily one. Now, what are your things that are important or the ones that aren't important that people think are important?
Yeah, there's a lot of information out there, so it's kind of like overwhelms us. So there's some things you need to pay attention to and some that that are not as important depending on your situation. So the first one I would say that's vital is the total amount of calories you consume in a day versus what percentage of those calories are coming from proteins, fats, and carbohydrates. So everybody has their own sort of, you know, metabolic demands, like depending on how active you are, on how many calories you consume. And then there's some of the information out there that says, well, you should be getting 60% of your calories from carbs, or no, you should be getting 80% or 20%. Really, if you consume 80% carbs and 20% protein or vice versa, the total amount of calories is what's more important than the percentage of what macronutrients you're consuming in your body.
Okay.
Yeah, so I think some people get overwhelmed about, oh, I got to make sure I get a little bit more protein in, or I got to get less carbs in. Really, it's how much you eat overall that, and the energy that goes into your body is going to store it no matter what form it's in.
Paul, looking at a few other things, what about when people want to go after smart choices for diet compared to unsmart? Like what's the biggest mistake you find people make when they come to nutrition choices?
Well, the thing is they have to identify for themselves why they make poor choices. And I would say the number one reason people don't make poor choices is because they don't have time to make the right choice. So they have no time to maybe prepare a good meal, or they don't have time to go and exercise. So time is used as an excuse that prevents people from making smart choices. I think you need to identify what are your specific obstacles for yourself. That's more important than maybe, for example, following some kind of eating plan or diet plan that some sort of celebrity endorses. Right. So I think a lot of people, they want the quick fix. They say, okay, for example, would be like Kate Middleton. She followed the Ducan diet, and then she told everybody that she followed the Ducan diet, and that's why she looked so great in her wedding dress. And then all of a sudden, the Ducan diet book went selling like crazy because Kate Middleton did it. Right. The news flash is, hey, she looked good before the wedding dress, anyways.
I don't even know what the Ducan diet is.
Yeah, it's just another form, a way of eating, and a specific form of eating carbohydrates and proteins and cycling them. It's really not that important. Anybody could lose weight on it if it's better than what you were doing before. It's just a short-term way to lose weight.
Okay. What about the percentage of where the calories come from compared to the total amount of calories you consume?
Yeah, like I said, more important thing there is the total calories that you're putting into your body, because no matter where they come from, your body is still going to store it as a fat source if you don't expend it through your energy requirements in your day. So I would look at how much you're eating rather than worrying about, okay, did I get this many from carbs or this many from protein? That's not as important as the total amount of calories going in.
What about goal setting when it comes to working out? Like, should you be weighing yourself every day, every few days?
Yeah, I would say that's probably one of the biggest mistakes people make, because the scale plays mind games with people. So I would say the more important thing is set a goal for yourself, a realistic goal. And a realistic goal for most people is to maybe lose about a pound a week, maybe 4 to 5 pounds in a month. Okay. If it's a weight loss goal, maybe you set up yourself up as a fitness goal. Say you can only do 10 push-ups. Maybe your goal is to then maybe do 15 push-ups by so-and-so a time, and then maybe write it down and log it. When you see that you're making these goals, then you know you're making improvements. A scale doesn't give you any information regarding the efforts that you've put towards your fitness endeavors or your weight loss, because it just measures fluid fluctuations on a daily basis. And that's what drives people crazy. They weigh a certain amount in the morning, they get on in the afternoon and they're heavier, and they think that they've all of a sudden gained a whole bunch of body fat.
Paul Plakas from Custom Fit Joints. Go to customfit.ca. Paul, I know you've talked about this before, that, you know, short, high-intensity bursts of exercise is much better than, you know, long. Now, I know some people like to run because it's a good mental thing, so that's great for them. But, you know, specific exercise, you know, repeated doing it actually sometimes isn't beneficial. How come?
Well, I would say that if you do a lot of long duration type exercise, like running or biking for many hours, you kind of use the same muscle groups in the same motion thousands and thousands of repetitions. And if you're doing that 3, 4, or 5 times per week, you're constantly stressing the body in the same motion over and over again. And that can lead to like a repetitive stress injury. And it also puts you in poor posture because you're overwhelming the same muscle group contraction all the time. So I would suggest for people to avoid those kind of injuries to do more shorter, intense bursts of exercise. So something like, you know, 30 seconds to maybe 3 minutes max of a high intensity type of movement. And what that movement is doesn't matter. That's not as important. It could be biking, it could be running, it could be weight training, it could be a variety of things, but working hard for a burst of time and then recovering and then repeating it for many, many sets, that tends to change the body metabolically more so than lower intensity duration, long-term exercise. That's what the research kind of shows. That's really the hot topic. I call it HIIT training, high-intensity interval training.
High-intensity interval training. Paul, I love it. Always good to talk to you, man. We'll do it again next Wednesday.
Okay, thanks, Jason. Have a good day.